We are learning Maseches Be'ah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom. Let's say they have this person who did not do Erev Tavshilin, and he said, you know what, I don't care, I'm baking anyway. What's the halacha? Is the food asr or not? Tashima. Mishalay niach Erev Tavshilin, Kaitstroy, so we saw in the last braisa, Makne Kimchay La'acherim. He has to give away his Kemach V'acherim, Oifalayim Shin La'ayim, and the other person bakes and cooks for him. The Isa, and if if Avav Afa is mutter, list the Avav Afa mutter. Let it say, we give him all the eitzes here. We say, one eitz is to give it away. Another eitz is, if you cook it, if you bake it, it works. It's mutter. So you see, that's mutter. You see, that's asr, because one eitz is eitzah. It must be that's asr. Someone knows that raya. I'm about to have asna. Tano, the kanta de teira katani. The kanta de isura loy katani. El Tan is giving you eitzes how to do it beheter, how to do it in a mutdig way, in a way that's allowed. And that's the way by giving away a kemah. But not giving us eitzes that what happens if you over the iser and you go ahead and do it. Toshimam, Misha Haniach. Sometimes it's a void, Bryce gives you every type of option possible, like that will be mutter. So this is also a case of mutter. Tarot says no, that. We're not giving cases that are also. The Gemara says that, called the E, like Tani. You know, the Gemara is like that. Toshima, Misha Niach Erev Tavshilin, Eruv Tavshilin, Hareza Oife Umavashal Umatmin. This is the halacha of this Tana. We see Beshami argues in this. But someone puts Eruv Tavshilin, he can not only, he only made a Tavshil, he could bake, he could cook, he could do Atmana. V'im Ratz Alechas Eruv Erev Shishviyad, if he wants to eat the Erev, it's also Mutter. And the Mechaber speaks out, we're talking about after he did all Tzarcha Shabbos. When did the Tzarcha Shabbos allowed to eat the Erev? But the Maril, the minig of the Maril was, and it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah there, in Tavkuf Chosayin, was that he didn't eat it, he used it for Lechem Mishnah, let's say, the past. He used it for Lechem Mishnah at night and by day, and then he ate it by the last Suda, Shal Shudas. That was his minig. But the Batsim, you're allowed to eat it if you want to eat it. So, let's say he ate the Erev Tavshilin before he baked, or before he cooked, or actually Vashal, actually Hitman, Harei, you can't cook, bake, or be matman. Not for yourself, not for other people. And no one else can bake for you. But you could cook for yontiv. You have extra. You can have extra Shabbos. Rashi speaks out. We're talking about in a different path, because in the same path you're allowed to do it lahedi. You're allowed to do it on purpose to make extra. We're saying, but even cooking five different dishes, I'm allowed to prepare five dishes for yontiv because I think I need it. And then I'll have three extra dishes, three extra roasts for Shabbos. That's fine. But vachol yarim, don't make harama. Don't make harama. But hirim, it says he made harama. Usher, you now eat the food. He made harama. Now eat the food. So first of all, Rashi read by Varns. We had a Gemara before that there's a case where you're allowed to do harama, and a case where you're salting pieces of meat. It says that I can pick up each piece of meat and say, you know, I want this meat, and they salt it. No, I don't want the meat. I want next meat. You could do that. That's what it says in the Gemara. So you see, you could do harama. So Zok Rashi, that there, on Dafir Alam Vez, nothing went to Issa Malacha there. There was Ibud Ba'eichlam. There's no Ibud Ba'eichlam. Salting food is only a tercha. There they let you do harama, Makub Simchas Yantiv. They allowed that. But here, nothing went to Issa to cook. That, if you do it, it's asa. So what do you see? You see that if you're over and you're mavashal, it's asa. The food is asa. Before it's alachim. Here I'm asa. Zok the Gemara, Amravashi, Harama Kamris, Shani Harama, the Chmira Barabon, and Tfeim Amezid. Harama is different, it's more Chama than Amezid. And Rashi explains why. Because when someone does something Amezid, Sai, other people, and Sai himself know you're doing something wrong. If you went ahead and didn't do Erev Tavshilin and you cooked, so no one will learn from you, because everyone knows you're a Rasha. And you yourself also won't learn from yourself. You're doing something wrong, you know, next time I can do something wrong. But when you do Harama, you think to yourself, oh, I got a good legal loophole. I'll do it wrong. I'll make believe I'm cooking for yontiv. You can do it every year. And not only that, your neighbor's also here. I heard you let her cook extra food. You know, everyone does it. They like cook extra food. So everyone's going to start doing it soon. And the whole Erev Tavshilin v'neka, that's what Rashi says. You know, cause of the Akira of Erev, Shlila Akar Toiris Erev. Erev will be neka. You won't have Erev anymore if you allow harama. Therefore, harama is also. So if Rav Ashi says that harama is worse than stam cooking amazing. That's one tarot to answer the kasha of this brisa that says harama is asa. Rav Nachum Yitzchak, no. This brisa that says it's asa is going according to Chananya, Liber de Beis Shammai. Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Hamani Chananya, Hiva Liber de Beis Shammai. The Tanya Chananya Omer, Beis Shammai Omer. And obviously you can read the ratio of that brisa also like Beis Shammai. We'll see Beis Shammai holds in a second. Beis Shammai Omer, Ein Oifin Elam Kin Ere Ore Vapas. You only could bake if you made an Erev with Pas. You only could cook if you made Erev with a Tavshel. Beis Shammai is machmer, and Beis Shammai says that we spoke about before, that if you have just one Tavshel, you're allowed to oifa, mevashel matbin, he's going to teach that brisa. It means like this. You only let a bake, cook, or do atmana if you have that type of food prepared. You have to appear a tafshel, an egg, let's say, a piece of bread. You have to appear. You have to appear something about atmana. Then you can do all things. That's Beis Shammai Shito. Beis Hillel says not. You use one tafshel and you can do everything with that. So it's because of Beis Shammai Shito. So what do you see? Beis Shammai is more machmer. Zokt Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that price that says is usher, and feed that avar or bishul, we also, he says that is going according to Beis Shammai, who is more machmer. Zokhtim Maravait, Tanan. So it's also on to bring a raya about avar or bishul, what's the halacha? Tanan. Hamaaser peroysa v'shabbos. The halacha is, you know, I'll take meiser on a peiris and Shabbos, because the tikkun. So let's say someone does v'shoigeg, yoicha. You gotta eat the fruit that you masakin by taking off meiser. V'meizid lo yoicha. V'meizid, you can't eat it. So what do you see? You see if you do something wrong, like here by Erev Tavshilin, you would cook with Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to eat it. See, there's a knas, you don't eat it. So like, well, it's Yericha, the Islay Peirachrini. There, you have other pears to eat on Shabbos. So there we made a knas. But who said here, where if you're not going to be able to cook, you're not going to have any food for Shabbos, any hot food for Shabbos, fresh food for Shabbos, maybe there you wouldn't make a knas. But Mokim Simchas Shabbos, you wouldn't make a knas. There was the case, you had other pears. Toshima. Hamatvil Kalim v'Shabbos. Someone who does Tfilas Kalim on his Kalim that were Tomei on Shabbos, b'shoigeg yishtamish behem. He does b'shoigeg, use them. B'meizid, but b'meizid lo yishtamish behem. B'meizid, he can't be mishtamish those Kalim. So again, you see that we can make it, give him a knas. So tomorrow, tzricho de islei mani achwini. He has other Kalim, and therefore he's been able to use other Kalim on Shabbos, so therefore it's not b'makom simcha Shabbos. Inami efesh v'shailo, or l'maizid, he can borrow it. He can borrow the kalim. So you have two choices here. Either he can borrow the kalim, or he has other kalim. That's why it's not such a big deal. Toshima, hamavashel b'shabbos b'shoigig yoichal. If someone cooks on Shabbos chas v'shalom, b'shoigig yoichal, meizid lo yoichal. Meizid, he can't eat it. So you see, you might give a knas. So tomorrow, surah the Shabbos shiny. Don't be arrived from there. The surah the Shabbos is different. So what do you see, Lemaisa, from this Gemara? That we don't know. We don't have a clear psak of our bishul. Someone who didn't have Erev Tavshilin and went ahead and cooked. What's the halacha? We weren't paish to shayla. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Chav Gimel, it says like this. Im avar b'meizid u'bishul kamek ederais sheloy l'tzorich yontiv, mutter lo'oichlon v'shabes o'bechol. Lemaisa, the Mechaber Paskins, that's mutter lo'oichlon v'shabes o'bechol. Lemaisa, it says in the Bir Halacha, Umiu, Roy le concert fi royis any bezdin amasha asa. Lemaisa, it's Roy to give him a knas fi royis any bezdin because what he did. Now, why is Mechaber Paskin that it's mutter? The reason is because, and they put in the Ramapas even Vishaygig, it means even Vishaygig, where maybe you would think you could learn from him. The reason is because it's a Rabban de Gadin, and Safik de Rabban Lakula. We have a Shaili after knas, Safik de Lakula, and that's the reason why Mechaber Paskin's that. It's mutter, but the Ma'aseh Mishbura says it's royal lekoinzoy if the Bezdin sees fit that should be done. Zok Demar Avaita. Veshame Oymim Shnei Tavshilin. You need two Tavshilin, not one's not enough. Zok Demar Mastisim Deloike Hai Tana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana, the Tana of the Nebrai. So Om Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, Moidim Esham Beis Hillel. See, where we have our Mishnah is Beis Hillel holds one Tavshil is enough. Veshame says two. And then the Mishnah said that if you make an egg coated with eggs, you make a fish. Coated with eggs, the kuli amma, it's called two tafshilim. That's the set of our Mishnah. But Beis Hillel, one tafshil is enough. This price is different. Tanya, Om Rav Shem Malaz, Moedim and Sham Beis Hillel, Al Shnei Tafshilim, Sharach, Chitzarach. You need two tafshilim. Amma Nechliku, what's the machlek is? Al Dag, Obeya, Sha'Allah. With fish covered by eggs. Beis Shammai, Am Shnei Tafshilim. You still need two tafshilim. That doesn't count. Beis Loimim, Tafshil Echad, this tafshil is enough. One tafshil is enough. She's more makel, but he holds, you need two tafshilim. This is one's enough. Beshavin, both agree, Shem Parpa and Beya, if you took a cooked egg and you crossed it up, made egg salad, and also said dag and you stuffed the fish with it, or you crushed up leeks, and also said dag and you stuffed the fish with it, they are two tafshilin. Amar Rava, what's halacha? Halacha is the Tani Dava, the Reis Hillel. Passing our Tana, and according to Reis Hillel, holds that one tafsil is enough. Zog Taisvis. Taisvis says that I hold, Rabbi Tam says I hold, that for tafsil, you need a tafsil, and for baking, you need a pas. Therefore, if you want to be able to bake and cook for Shabbos, you have to prepare a pas, and you have to prepare an egg. Now, what's the reason? We're passing like Reis Hillel. Reis Hillel says clearly that one's enough. So Taisa says, because there's a member before on Daf Tes, the first Amid in the Parak, where he says that one of the Makaris for Erev Tavshilin is Es Asha Taifu Eifu Ves Asha Taveh Shailu Ves Shailu Smashma Fafiyeh Nirafiyeh and Fafishu Nibishal. Therefore, Taisa says they need an egg and a pass. Lamaisa, the Re argues, and the Re holds not like that. But the Re ends off Makamakoyim Oymeri Loy Malani Libi Lavar Adibri Doidi. I don't want to argue on my uncle, but Tzorech Shnei Tafshilin pas v'tafshil v'chein amadavar. That's the minig, and that is the minig. The Mishmur speaks out. If you're not going to bake at all, then you can put one egg. But if you're going to bake, you have to have an egg and a matzah. I keep on saying egg. It could be a piece of fish. Some people hold it's even more chatchila to have a piece of fish. It's even choshev for Shabbos. These days, the egg is not so choshev. And the reason why they had an egg all the years is because the egg doesn't need refrigeration after it's cooked. And they didn't have refrigerators those days. Because we have refrigerators, a lot of place can hold that you use a fish. I'm saying my minig, I still use the egg. My father used the egg. I'm sure his father used the egg. That's why we use the egg. But, right, and his grandfather, his great-grandfather, that's why we use the egg. But if someone wants to change, don't feel bad. You can use a nice piece of fish or piece of meat and put it in the fridge, and that would be lechatchila. Yeah, no. Zogt, yeah. Ochlu oisha avad, areze lo yevashalov. It says in the Mishnah, if someone ate it or got lost, you cannot cook for Shabbos. You can't cook a yontif for Shabbos with that. We pass like this. If you started your iso, you started the dough, and then the erev got eaten, you're allowed to finish it off. Now, what does it mean, finishing off? Finishing off means that iso. What about, am I allowed to do other cooking also? If I started cooking for Shabbos, could I finish the other foods also? So the rush is mesupik. He's not sure what the halach is. And the Shulchan Aruch is mashma over here to be machmir, that he holds that you can't do more than that food that you started, you can't do more than that. Zok to Mishnah Vayit, we'll start with the Mishnah at least, and then maybe we'll do the Gemara tomorrow. Zok to Mishnah, Chaliyais Achar HaShabbos. If Yom Tov lands up on a Sunday, and he, first of all, Rashi speaks out that the minig was, already from the time of the Gemara, to go to the mikveh of Yom Tov. It could be his dafka then, because chayiv od, so chayiv, chayiv on taras as beregel, because they went to be early regel, therefore they have to be tired themselves. So therefore, they went to the mikveh before, from all the tumah. And number two is, they also, if they had any kalim, they had to take care of it also before Shabbos and Yom Tov. So here, Yom Tov lands on a Sunday. So when should you take care of the mikvah? Sai for yourself, sai for your kalim. That's what the Mishnah discusses. Chal is echad achar HaShabbos. Sunday was Yom Tov. B'shami emir matvilum es hakel fin Shabbos. You got to take of all your tefillahs before Shabbos. Sai you and sai the kalim. That means you're not allowed to have a kalim on Shabbos. And according to B'shami, you can't be toivel even yourself on Shabbos because it's tikkun gavra. And we're still emir because it's tikkun in yourself. We're still emir kalim of nei Shabbos. Adam is Shabbos. Kalim got to be before Shabbos. But Adam, he's allowed to be tovel himself on Shabbos. V'shavim, they both agree. Let's say you have liquid that became tameh, and you want to be able to drink it, and the mikveh water, which is not tameh, is not good water to drink. So you could do is something called hashaka. You attach the water in your jug to the water to the mikveh, and that will make it tahar. V'shavim shmashikim es amayim b'kli evan l'taharon. You put it into Kli Evan because you don't want to put it into Kli Tomei because then it will become Tomei again. The Kli can become Tomei. What happens is, when you put the water into the Kli becomes Tomei. And a Kli not every table on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and Hashaka won't work for that either. So therefore, you put it into Kli Evan, which is not Mekabal Tomei, and even though this is Tomei, when you attach it to the water, it becomes Tar. Shemashikim is a Mayav Kli Evan or Tar. Avaloy Matvilim. But you can't be Tovel the keli, let's say it's a kli eitz, that's tamei, and needs tefillah, by doing hashaka, it will not work. The hashaka on the mayim will not work to matar the kli. Umatfila megav legav machabur lechabura. That we're not going to tie it. We have to wait for the Gemara. But it says on Yontif, you'll have your matfilin megav legav machabur lechabura. And we'll see what that means. Miyat Hashem, when we see the Gemara. And Miyat Hashem, tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss b'ikir, why exactly can't you be toivel kalim on Shabbos or Yontif.